New year, same victims. You know, we used to live in a society where we celebrated survivors. We celebrated strength. Weakness was frowned upon. Growing up, I cannot tell you how many times I was told, you can be anything you want to be. You're not realizing your own potential. Adults at the time saw something in me that I did not see in myself. Took me 35 years to reach my potential, but at least I eventually did. It's highly unlikely, highly, highly unlikely that I realized my potential if growing up I was repeatedly told that I was a victim. When I was a kid, there was no such thing as excuses. Teachers didn't want to hear them. My parents damn sure didn't want to hear them. There was no such thing as I can't. There was no such thing as pity. People did not celebrate victims. Those with a victim mentality, they were looked upon as weak. They were soft. Today, the roles have been completely reversed. If you're tough, if you don't make excuses, if you lack sensitivity to the plight of the victim, you're labeled as being infected with toxic masculinity. If a man tries to explain something to a woman, they call it mansplaining. If you fabricate stories of mythical misogyny, if you fabricate stories of mythical racism, if you get on social media and claim to be a victim of racial profiling, you are celebrated for your courage. You just gained a new subscriber. I was so inspired by your painful story of being a victim of words. Ooh, words. If you believed some of these people in the media, words are the biggest threat to democracy in America. They're not worried about the southern border. They're not worried about raising a generation of kids with many of them graduating high school illiterate. This generation has more access to more technology than every generation before them combined. And how do they use it? They waste hours every day watching some doofus like Jackie Mahomes on TikTok foo-foo dancing like a woman. They're not concerned with any of those things, though, but the media, they are overly concerned about words. Mark Spears is supposedly an NBA reporter at ESPN. I use the term supposedly for a reason. I don't know Mark Spears as being an NBA reporter, at least not primarily. I know Mark Spears as being a writer for Anscape, formerly known as The Undefeated. This site is a division of ESPN that specifically caters to victims of mythical racism. And if they can't find stories on it, they just create it. That is the only reason for their existence, to report stories of racism. They had to change the name from The Undefeated to Anscape because so many of their stories on mythical racism had been defeated. I will give the site credit, though, for at least one thing. During the regular season in the NBA, they select one or two active NBA players, and they had them submit monthly journal entries to the site. Last season, CJ McCollum from my Pelicans, he was one of the players that was selected. I followed his journal entries throughout the season last year. It really gave me a lot of insight into the grind that a lot of these NBA players go through during the regular season. All the charity work that they do, battling through injuries. CJ McCollum, he played the entire second half of the season last year with injured fingers on his shooting hand. Rarely did he miss a game. I thought it was fascinating. I thought it was a great idea, but other than that, Anscape is complete garbage. It's a polished turd. Over the weekend, Mark Spears, he managed to generate headlines in the media. But it wasn't because of some bombshell report that he wrote for the NBA. It wasn't because of some inside information that he leaked. Mark Spears brought attention on himself by claiming to be a victim of mythical racism. Mark Spears spent the weekend shopping in San Francisco. Red flag number one. With all the big games and sports this weekend, what the hell are you doing shopping in the city of rainbows? During this girls' trip, he made a stop at a store called Anthem Interiors. Now, when I first saw the name of the store, I was thinking that maybe Mark Spears was shopping for American flags, or maybe he was looking for a greatest hits compilation of people singing the national anthem. From what I can tell, Anthem Interiors, it's one of those little boutique stores. It's one of those stores that your wife likes to shop at on the weekends and she always refuses to invite you because you'll ruin the experience for her. Now, of course, you don't mind not being invited because the only thing that a boutique like this could offer you is a restroom. Red flag number two for Mark Spears. And speaking of restrooms, maybe Maybe I should give Mark Spears the benefit of the doubt here. Instead of shopping for colorful rainbow dresses, instead of looking for decorative items for the Butt Bongo basement, maybe he stepped into Anthem Interiors to use the restroom. Yeah, I'm sure that was the case. According to Mark Spears himself, he walked into Anthem Interiors with a group of friends. As soon as they entered the store, they claimed to be victims of racial profiling. Why? Nowadays, it could be a number of excuses. I mean, reasons. A store employee looks at you and asks you how you're doing. Maybe they see you with a beard and point you to the men's section, which is a dangerous assumption. Just because you have a beard, that doesn't mean you want to look at pants. Perhaps you wanted to try on that pretty dandelion dress. But at some point during their visit, Mark Spears and his group of friends, they experienced a call from nature. They asked one of the store employees if they could use the facilities, which in San Francisco, this was a very polite thing for Mark Spears and his friends to do. There are a lot of people in San Francisco who mistake the sidewalk for the toilet. So credit to Mark Spears for at least having the decency to request an actual bathroom. Unfortunately, though, this particular store, they didn't have a public restroom. The store employee explained to Mark Spears that he was welcome to utilize the facilities across the street at the police station. Now, obviously, Mark Spears was a bit confused by the suggestion. All kidding aside, I think any of us would be. If I walked up to the counter, asked to use the restroom, and they told me to go across the street to the police station, I would ask them the same question that Mark Spears did. Why? Now, according to Mark Spears, the store employee joked with him, "Don't worry, you won't be arrested." Again, I am putting myself in the same situation. I am on the receiving end of the same joke. I'd probably chuckle and say, "No, seriously, where can I use the bathroom?" At which point, the store employee would say, "I'm serious. We've got an understanding with the police station across the street. Our customers, they are allowed to use their restroom." Sounds pretty simple to me. Sounds good. Appreciate the heads up. End of story. But with a victim like Mark Spears, it is never end of story. There is no such thing as a happy ending. There is no such thing as an innocent joke. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to understand this painful, tragic situation, we must utilize the services of our woke cat. Ooh. All right. We asked to use the restroom. We're told to walk across the street to the police station, and the employee makes a joke about us not being arrested. "This is racially motivated! He's only making this joke because I'm a black man!" Mark Spears took his complaint to social media, where he accused the store of mythical racism while conveniently painting himself as the ultimate victim. The owner of Anthem Interiors, they replied to his post claiming that their employees make the same joke with all customers no matter their race. The problem here is the owner of Anthem Interiors violated the golden rule here on the channel. You never, ever, 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 ever apologize to a fake victim. Never. Even though her apology was insincere, it was basically one of those apologies where you say, "I'm sorry you feel that way, but we did nothing wrong. Go fuck yourself." But it was still an apology nonetheless. Mark Spears accepted her apology, but he doubled down on his claim of mythical racism by saying that he was still racially profiled upon entering the store. How was he racially profiled? I don't know, because Mark Spears is refusing to provide details. Translation probably didn't happen. Here's the thing. Let's pretend for a second that this did actually happen. Let's pretend that Mark Spears is really the victim of racial profiling. What would be the purpose of sharing this story on social media? The owner of the store has offered to speak with Mark Spears one-on-one. To my knowledge, he never accepted that invitation. So what is the purpose of sharing this story on social media? The only reason I can think of, Mark Spears, he wants to bring attention on himself. He wants your pity. He wants people to feel sorry for him. He wants to be like all of his other friends who pretend to be victims. This dude seeks attention. How do I know? Yesterday, God Awful Announcing reported on this story. Now, just to be clear, God Awful Announcing, it is a safe space for pretend victims. Anytime there is a good story of victimization, Awful Announcing always, always takes the side of the victim. They posted this pleasant article sympathizing with Mark Spears. When they promoted the article on social media, they made a mistake by including a picture of former NFL player and current NFL analyst at ESPN, Marcus Spears, instead of including a picture of the real victim, Mark Spears. I mean, honest mistake, right? Marcus Spears is featured prominently on ESPN. Most sports fans can't identify him, while people would have trouble identifying Mark Spears in a one-photo lineup. In a now-deleted post on Twitter, Mark Spears wrote, "Who's gonna tell them it's not me? I can't win!" I didn't realize this was a competition. You can't win what? What are you trying to win here besides capturing people's pity and attention? What a prize. This is absolutely pathetic. Mark Spears can't generate attention by being a stellar reporter in the NBA. He can't generate attention by breaking news or doing something that actually requires merit. Instead, Mark Spears tries to get your attention by being the ultimate victim. And he does this at the expense of a small business owner, someone who's trying to build a business in one of the most expensive cities in the country, in the world. From what I can tell, Anthem Interiors, this is not some multi-billion dollar corporation. Hell, I would be surprised if they were a multi-million dollar company. They have 5 customer reviews on Google. 5. One of which was added a few hours ago. Someone gave them a 1-star review without explanation. I wonder why. Stories like this, with Mark Spears, they can devastate a small business owner. But Mark Spears, he doesn't care about that. No. All that matters to him is getting attention for himself. Give me your thoughts on this. ESPN NBA reporter Mark Spears, he claims that he was racially profiled by a small business in San Francisco. Doesn't provide any details outside of that one joke about the bathroom in the police station. Mark Spears, he simply expects us to take his word for it. I look down the list of the people I trust. Mark Spears wasn't on it. He didn't make the list. Now, is this another case of someone in the media playing the role of the ultimate victim? Or do you think Mark Spears is being truthful here? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate every one of you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.